there are two corrections that came, is coming from the health. And the age.
Seven, 200,000 for Long Term Homeless Corporation. This was in Josian.
2 million.
200,000. So, what do you know about this one?
I believe this is language that, was this language left up? I don't have the little explanation sheet. Mr. Chair members, these are coming in fast and furious, so we're trying to. Mr. Marinak, did you see these?
He's getting them right now.
Mr. Marinak, the 7-5.
Chair members, yes. This came from the Human Services Working Group. It's been signed by all the appropriate members and all four authors.
And it was on their spreadsheet?
Correct.
Okay, Senator Clark moves the 075. Discussion. All in favor say aye. All opposed, motion passes. 5A, 500,000. Same.
Same.
Health Insurance Exchange Study is on their spreadsheet. Clark moves to 075A. Discussion. All in favor say aye. All opposed. Motion adopted.
Okay. That's all we have for now, Mr. Chair.
Okay, and now there will be amendments on the floor.
There will be. What we're hoping will happen is that if the House could, if the House goes long enough, we'll get all the amendments over to them. They'll put it on their, hopefully, they'll put it all on their bill. They'll send it over here, and we'll just accede to their language.
Okay. So, Senator Mendels, it's Senate Bill 2283 as amended, recommended pass. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion passed. Let's do the Senate resolution on interim work. Mr. Watson, this is boilerplate. Senate resolution on interim work.
Mr. Chairman, yes, this is the usual resolution for the German and the odd number year. And we just have updated the year.
Okay, and this deals with postage, per diem, travel like folks. Mm-hmm. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Senator Senja moves interim 2007. Discussion. Is this adoption just by us? On interim 2007, discussion, all in favor, that be recommended to pass, all in favor, say aye. All opposed, motion adopted. Central. Okay. Senator Mr. Braben, Senate audit contract.
Mr. Chairman, this is a proposed contract for renewing a contract with Virchow Krauss audit firm. They've done the audit for the last three fiscal years, and this would extend their contract in effect for the next three. Be consistent with what we have done with Grant Thornton or Pete Marwick in the past. They sent us a proposed agreement, and Mr. Watson put this together. It is like the one that we had 3 years ago. We did our own instead of taking theirs. The pricing is in there based on their pricing, and I would recommend that we do it. Frankly, when we get a new auditor, it takes them a while to understand what kind of an institution we are, and I think Senator Fredrickson and the other people who have been involved are happy with this, so I'd recommend we renew it.
So, how much is the contract?
There's three numbers in there for the three fiscal years.
Page 7. Maximum of 17,000.
We usually get a little bit of a price break once they have kind of gotten used to the institution and know our documents and all. It's less effort for them once they've done a few. So,
why do we need to do this tonight?
Because this would affect fiscal year 07, which will end on June 30th, so the audit would be done in the fall, and we need to get them lined up now. Well, it helps.
We just have to do what we were doing.
Why don't we get it over with?
Yeah, it helps because when auditors line up their work, and if we delay it, then it pushes them farther back.
Yeah. So what's the appropriate motion, Mr. Watson?
I move that the contract be approved.
Senator Senger moves that the contract be approved for audits with
Virchow Krause.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Senator Langseth, you have House File 1048.
The name is changed.
It does say Senator, yes it was. Oh, it is Senator Langseth at this point.
Well, this is the bonding zone.
Senator Langseth moves the 1048A-4. So we'll delete everything. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Senator Langseth.
There's a few changes in it. As you remember, the governor didn't like the timing of our last bill. This one, the timing is different.
It's different.
We make a few changes in it. As I understand, there is the one-time money available. Have I got the spreadsheet that's in you?
Yes.
Okay, I'll just go through the changes. Under University of Minnesota, Beaver is $22,000,021. In the second page, the Capitol building, which was not in before, it's $4.5 million. In Mocha, the forensic crime lab goes to $2.5 million. In the Brown Valley, the flood mitigation is taken out of that because that was in another bill. The Union Depot is actually a total of $2.5 million rather than $3 million. Change that from bonding to general fund. That's why that big sewer shows up. I watch as the city center is pulling up the machine. And the photos actually come out very close to the same.
Did you say, excuse me, Mr. Chair? Senator Langseth, is most of this the same as in the previous bonding bills?
Yeah.
You were describing the changes.
Yeah, I described the changes. And they are highlighted with the dark. So it's quite a bit the same.
Okay. Discussion, questions. Discussion. On the Langseth motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Motion adopted. That was quick. Senator Scoy, is he with us? House File 1781. Senator Scoy.
I don't have an amendment.
Don't have the amendment. How far away are you?
So
we
might want to recess for a few minutes.
Well, it says Senator Scoy to describe it.
Mr. Chair, can I
ask you to
ask? 10 minutes. Senator Langseth.
Do you recall, you could ask this question, is there anything in here about the University of Minnesota not being an authority?
There is not.
Okay.
The house, it was just a flat note, and then we were over the head with the Army Support in the Senate. And we always hoped the governor would come forward with something, and he never did. So I wish it was in there, but
I understand how you feel about it.
Well, the Senate, I think, passed it as a standalone bill.
Senator Scoy, what would you like to attach to when your amendment gets here to House File 1781?
Well, Mr. Chair and members, a number of the members of the Senate are disappointed with the COLA adjustment for nursing homes. We have financial problems with a number of our nursing homes. I think there's some money on the bottom line, and we could do a 3/4% COLA in Centerplow 1461. That's what I would be very appreciative of.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator
Perkins. Mr. Chairman and Senator Skoy, would it be 3/4 each year?
Mr. Chair and Senator Berglund, they are working on the spreadsheet to understand exactly what we can do right now, but that would be my hope.
And it would be for all long-term care employees, not just nursing homes.
And Mr. Chair, Senator Berglund, that's what I'd be hoping for.
And would the 3/4% the second year go toward the rebasing then?
Mr. Chair and Senator Berglund, perhaps you could give me some advice in that area.
Well, I think that would be the best thing because, you know, we, in my bill, because of the lack of money and the Department of Finance's unwillingness to build in kind of a big bump in the tails, I'm not talking about this biennium's tails, but the next biennium's, we're phasing it in over 7 years, and I think we could phase it in quicker if the COLA were applied in the second year to the rebasing.
So, Mr. Chair, Senator Berglund, what I'm hearing is that you think a 3/4% COLA in the first year would work, but that dollar amount should go toward rebasing.
Just
in
for
the
nursing
year.
Homes, yeah. Mm-hmm. For the other long-term care employees, I think it would be just fine. Mm-hmm.
Senator Scott, when you say 3/4%, the fact that your bill was two.
So if this would pass, then we'd be 2 3/4 and 2 3/4.
2 3/4 and 2 3/4.
I'm assuming it's for both years.
Mr. Chair, as you know, we voted for a higher number than that already in the Senate.
Yeah, we voted for 3 1/4, then we voted for 2 3/4 and 3, and now we'd be voting for 2 3/4 and 2 3/4. Maybe we'll get it right yet. Huh?
I think the point is, Senator Scoy, someone must have told you there was money left at the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And you rose to the occasion.
Well,
or you hope to grab.
Mr. Chair and members, with the Rules Committee's help, I would hope that we could do that.
Questions, Senator Sanders?
Mr. Chair, perhaps Senator Bergman can help. I think we asked her this in Congress today. The amount of money that approximately, just approximately, the 3/4% would cost.
Well, I don't know exactly. I know that.
I think we may know that answer.
I think the 1% was about $43 million. I don't know what 3/4 is. It probably be in the neighborhood of 35, I'm guessing. I don't know. 30?
30 million?
Close.
30 million. So, who would know how far away that number is? Team members, why don't we need to wait 5 minutes. I think...
Your chair, as long as we have 5 minutes.
Yes, please.
I don't have a sheet here. I'm trying to know what the bottom line is there.
I don't remember if Senator Bach did anything in your bill.
There
was
82
on
tails.
So there was 82 on tails. And 22... Well, assuming the bonding bill passes, there's only 22 left on the bond in the first year. Is that correct? $32 million in the latest run. So, okay, 32. So there's apparently $32 million on the bottom line. Even if we pass, even if Senator Planks' bill goes into law, that's 164 million. And 82 in the tail, so presumably this would be 32 and 30.
Well, it's a percent on top of, so the tails are bigger than the first year.
Okay. But there's plenty of room. There's it's a little tight, but it's there.
Okay.
If it's 32, it's there in the first year also. If it's 30, And that's apparently what they're working on right now. It just seems like we passed a budget that is structurally balanced on a biennial basis, not on an annual basis, but on a biennial basis. We need to work to get it on an annual basis. That'll take a couple of years. And then secondly, inflation is incorporated in that budget. So this is real money left at the bottom line.
When I heard there was some, I was kind of interested.
Sure, I hope that's the truth.
Mr. Bergman, I forget. I maybe forgot to tell you this.
No, I heard it when you handed out the sheet. I realized we had an agreement.
Right.
On our chart.
This is being done as a separate bill. Because we did not want to put it on public and services bill, because we felt that would, the governor would not have appreciated that. So as a separate bill, if the House passes
in the
We
did not put this on the human service bill because the human service bill had a handshake agreement. And so Senator Bergman would have resisted. Even if Senator Spoiler would come here, she would have resisted. Senator Bergman, who is the 1048A5, and it needs to read House File Number 1781. House File Number 1781. Senator Scoy?
Mr. Chair and members, with the amount, it's $23 million to do a half a percent, so we would not be able to get 0.75% in the 32. So this amendment is actually for a half of a percent.
Okay, so it's a half a percent. Okay. Still leaving a little money in the budget.
Trying to be conservative.
Half a percent each year
with the second half going toward rebasing. There might be more money to increase the second year.
Yeah, they have language in here, just the commissioner will report back on how to incorporate the new money into rebasing. And rebasing is in the second year, so we could pass that, whatever changes are needed next year.
So you would think going to this at this time is the right way to go?
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Mr. Chairman, I think on page 3, after line 3, there's an omission of the boilerplate section that usually say that the sums shown in the columns under headed appropriations are appropriated from the general fund to the Commissioner of Human Services. So I think there needs to be that boilerplate section added to actually make the appropriations.
So I would move that staff be instructed to incorporate that into the committee report.
Okay. And then you're comfortable with that? Olson, you're comfortable with that? Okay, so on the Bergman motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Okay, any other questions? Any other answers? Senator Bergman moves that House File 1781, as amended, be recommended to pass. Further discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Mr. Watson,
thank you.
Will there be a need for the Rules Committee to meet again this evening? Is that your word?
Not that I'm aware of, but
we've got all our resolutions. We've taken the House concurrent. We've done that February 18th. I don't know if everybody's paying attention.
I thought I heard 12.
February 12th. And so if this is the last time we gather, I think one of the best decisions that was made during the organizational community is getting this committee down to a manageable size. But I think it's really been Yeah, other than Senator Lang's, that term will do the whole thing.
Especially so we can spend in the small rooms that are only left available.
Senator Lang said, I obviously just kidding.
Two and a half percent now?
This is half and half, yeah. So between half, two and a half.